that is in the Mikve, as long as the Kele has a Halisha Kele, only if there is a Neket in the Kele. So it's Makia the Halisha Kele Kibu from the Kele, but if there is no Neket, but the mouth has an opening, is Kishvara Sarin wide, then it doesn't become so if there is no yet. And when the Ayved, but the question is, what is the Rambam doing with the Mishnah? What is the Rambam doing with the Mishnah in Perek Vov? Perek Vov, Mishnah Hei, Hasidah Vatera Shebeyam, Im Adbirim Ben Kinhoyo Mikubim Kishvara Sarei? So, just as the Ayved said, and in Kinhoyo Mikubim Kishvara Sarei, means if there is a naked umato, Kishvarasanei. Not Nikubim, there is an opening, the connection, Kishvarasanei. But Nikubim means a naked mamish. The Rambam says so. So the Rambam, according to the Mishnah's Pshat, so according to the Rambam, the Pshat of Nikubim means also a naked in the Shalayim. Then, so the Shekel is fine. But if there is no naked, there is just an opening. In the mouth of the Siddur table, he has a Shveres Harid connection, then the Tefillah will be not there. But when will be anyway, if it will be Tzopa or Gabra? Now the Rambam, in Perigim of Milchus Mikvois, the Rambam, Perigim of Milchus Mikvois, Halokhe Chobot, Kuritomi, Shedo Sam Bezirhe Kirim Achim, Yid Vil, Hakeil, also in Tefillah, Bokishe Kuyatza, אך אותי שקרי הקרית שפי הקרית צר ועשר שהרמי יכנוס אלוהים תרשור צופיו ויבוי הגודל לא צופיו וכן שבזכת וביתו ארצי ויגבר לא צופיו עד שיהיה פי ברוכה כשבר הסנאי וכן מוי הקרית תואר ונוס המסי חלקי פניים ויבילו לא צופיו עד שיהיה פי ברוכה כשבר הסנאי. So that words, that means only if the main mikveh is Sofar Gabra. In other words, you have a Kli Toya, and you have many needles to be desired. The Kli is Toya, so you take a bucket that is Toya, and you dump, let's say, 100 needles in that bucket. So if that bucket, if the mouth of that bucket is Kishves, a knife made wine, and then you dump the whole bucket, and the water of the mikveh of the yam is Sofar Gabra, so then it's a good feeling. But only as the horse says. The horse says. The horse says it in respect to the Mishnah Perek Vov. Elon Kino Yenikun Yishvara Zanei. So apparently the horse assumed that Yenikun Yishvara Zanei doesn't mean in Neket in the Shalayim. But Yenikun Yishvara Zanei means the mouth. So then he says only if it's of Al-Gabba. But according to the Rambam, in this Mishnah he doesn't have to be of Al-Gabba. But Yenikun Yishvara Zanei, because the Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, means there is a Negev in the Shalayim, so then it doesn't have to be Tzav Al-Gabra. Mashalim came, if there is no Negev, but the mouth is Shveres Hanei wide, so then the Tefillah will only be Eile if it will be Tzav Al-Gabra. So then there is actual Eile, but if it's not Tzav Al-Gabra, so then the Tefillah will not be Eile. Anyway, so according to the Kesef Mishnah, it also follows. According to Kesef Mishneh, the Rambam Shite is like the Rosh. The Rosh says like the Rosh and the Ayved. But according to the Ayved, it's with the Raise, Mayim Shemzich HaKriya Mufke of Iru Ben Chidu with the Raise, and with the Mayim in the Mikveh, and according to the Rosh, it's with the Rabon. Now what is the Shite of the Rambam or the Raise of the Rabon? But the Shite of the Rambam is like the Ayved and the Rosh. Whether it's the Raisa Mufke or the Rabon Mufke, that's not clear. So now the Kesef Mishneh explains, the Kesef Mishneh explains there are three Rambams in Perek Vov, Milchus Mikvois. So in Perek Vov, Milchus Mikvois, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says as follows. Hashekesh Shebisela, in the Pesel Samikvel, Mishkishei Vokli, אבל כלי שחיב רביסאו, פייסר הסמיקה, אף על פי שחיב רביסי, נקבו מרמייתו, מרמטו ומנצה, תשבר הסמיקה, שאיר הרבה נביסאו את הסמיקה. So our opinion says that when that kli shachit lebisi is pisala is based on this as a mikve, avo kli shachit lebisi, but only if it's mikvo meumato o minatza, ki shiver es amit is ksheiro ve'eino pisala es a mikve. So only if there is a neke meumato o minatza, ki shiver es amit. So then it doesn't pass the mikve. Then Allah Adalad says, how we go yach, who you go there, can you hold this demo, who you have even demo, we knock the neke bamitare, we come in the eres, we also in the mikve areis a kosher. The chen in pokat. So the rayu is massive. Dobo zeh ni mach vela hatu di zeche, elo shina mahi mayitz in the menu, peisle is a mikve, avu hagu di zeche, עד שיהיו המים שמסייכם, מרוב ממנהיקה בנקב שתשבר לסנאי. שבר לסנאי, זאת אומרת, נקב המתארי is not enough. What is נקב המתארי? Let's say a queen that is מיוחד ומשקי. So if there is a נקב כקינס משקי, which is relatively very small, much smaller than שבר לסנאי. So the Shemkiri is broke up and it's not become a tumor. So the Rambam says, if somebody takes a hobbyist nail off, and we knock the neck of Amtari, let's say he makes a neck, if he bores a neck, he kills Mashke, we come in the Eretz Vassum, we create a kosher. So he says, no, it's not kosher. It will only be, it will not pass in the mind in the show. But the Mitrim, we say, Chai Yudin Gori was Kebeya Bitarake, not. So only, when can you be table in it? Only when you make a neck, that is Kishuver Zagat. Now, in the case of Mishnah, explaining the Rambam, so there seems to be a stir between the Rambam Naloche Gimur and the Rambam Naloche Dalet. And then the Rambam in Haloche Ches, because Hasiva Vatimo Shriyam in Ariyum Ben Mokim Kuvim Kishver Esameit. So, and here in Haloche Gimur also says, Avot Mi Shechit Rebisela Peisar Esamikve, Avot Mi Shechit Rebisi, נקבו מומטו ומנצב בשבר הסמי, שירו ואינו פיסר את הסמיק. שמיסר את הסמיק, אומרים בנקב שבר הסמי. And this says here, how we can't go to the king of his day or we have no day or we knock the neck of Amitare, we copy the orets, we are so weak, we are in the kosh. So there is a Rambam on that Rambam. And Rambam says on that Rambam, that the Rambam are so good. How can the Rambam say, not to be like a Vantara, before the Beres, were so mikve, is a Rizikosher, but there is a Machlik in between the view that the Rachotim as to whether we require a Neke for Babo Tvochim, or a Neke, or Shver Zanei. But the whole Apoche seen the Rabbonon, a Mede, that the Neke Shver Zanei is required, and here the Rambam says that even much less than the Neke Shver Zanei, Neke Vantara, the King is Mashke, so it's muta to be table. So he the Rambam says, if he was making the Neke Vantara, so then it will not pass in the mind of the show, but to be table in it, not. But in order to be table in it, so then there has to be a naked kishver zanei, even a little girl. This is what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says, the Rambam is made that if there is a naked, less kishver zanei, so then the Rambam is made that if there is a naked, less kishver zanei, so you certainly could be tabled in that case. If the naked is less kishver zanei, even though it's like a Bamtara. But when does the Rambam say in our Hedala that if he bore the neck of Amitare? So, we saw Mikvah is a kosher, that is in the case of copying words. So in other words, if he was naked in the neck of Amitare, and then he installed it in the Karaka, so maybe he can be capable in it too. Because then it's not pure, then it's pure, but if he didn't make in Nekev. If he didn't make in Nekev Abtare, so then even though he installed a Kukarka, so it's not just a Chivre, so it still has a Shekele, so the Mele, he will not be able to be Tevile. Masheinke, if he is making in Nekev Abtare, and then he is Kivea Gromes, so then, so the Shekele was Poka, before he installed it in the Karka. And after that he installed it in the Karka, so the Mele, if it's filled up with water, so it's still in Karka. It's still in Karka. But in our Hechez, he talks of the caves where he didn't install it in the Karka. So there he says, Asidu Atev Shriyami Matilbeh, Elohim Kehuim Kumi, Shverazaleh. This is what the time says. Now, so that means that the Ayved is Chelik, that even if he bore the Nekev Amitara and then he installed it in Karka, so before he installed it in Karka, he didn't even have a Chalishim, because the Shenkele was Poka while it was still the Tosh. And after that he installed it in Karka, so that according to the Ayved, it wouldn't pass the mind we showed, but to be table in it, not. Unless the Nekev is Kishmer HaZadik. So the machloket between the Ayved and the Rambam is in regard to the case where he was naked in Nekev Amtare and then he installed it in Karka. So according to the Ayved, you couldn't be taken in that Kele, and according to the Rambam, you could be taken in that Kele. But that does not still explain the fact that Chaim doesn't discuss the apparent stira between the Halacha mentioned in Perek Vov, Halacha Daled, and the Halacha mentioned in Perek Vov, Halacha Gimel. Now, the Keset Mishnah says that here in Perek Vov, Halacha Daled, the Rambam says that not for Nekev Amitare becoming Boretz is enough. Why? Because here he deals with the Klicheres that is becoming Tumen. So the Mele, as long as he bore the Nekev, that is Mafkia Kabbalah Stume, so the Mele, if it's Kobi Boret, then so Mikvah is a kosher. And even if it will not be Kobi Boret, so surely it will not become, as long as it is in the Nekev, that is Mafkia Kabbalah Stume. Mashi, Kibir Al-Khidimu, he has reference to Eklevet, that is not Mikvah Stume. So the Mele, they are in Nekev Amitare, has no significance, because a sheik is a Kleve, is not Mikabel Tumen altogether. So the Mele, if he bores a Nekev, Kikin is Mashke, or Kikin, or Kimitzi Zayis, it has no significance, only in Kelim Mikleheres, so the Nekev Kimitzi Zayis and the Nekev Kikin is Mashke has significance, because it's Mafkia Kabbalah Tumen. But in the Kleve, it's not Mikabel Tumen. So all these shiurim have no significance. But if there is a Nekev, Kishver HaSamei, so then the Shem Kli Kibu is Poka from it. The Shem Kli Kibu is Poka from it. But so the Mele, in that case, so it's any Kishver HaSamei. But the Roshna Rambam is, Avapi, Nikom Umatam Natsat Kishver HaSamei, Sheila Bini Pisal is a mikveh, so he doesn't pass the mikveh in Halacha Gimel. But he doesn't say Sheila Mitzvah in Beseichel. Because in that case, if he's not the way of Oretz, so then Tfilo Bikarka is like that. Anyway, according to the Keset Mishnah's Pshat, according to the Keset Mishnah's Pshat, in Perek Vov, Halacha Daled, so when the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, Hasid of Akeva Sheliyam, in my building, okay, in Kun Shvera Samei, it doesn't mean Kun Shvera Samei, there is a connection of Shvera Samei. But Nikubi means a naked Shvera Samei. If there is a naked Shvera Samei. But if there is just a connection of Shvera Samei, because the mouth of the seal of Devo is Shvera Samei, then it will only, the Tfilah will only be good if it's of Al-Gabo. But if it's not of Al-Gabo, there is no actual yield, then the Tfilah will not be there. In other words, so the Shitas HaRambam is also like the Rosh, that Kele is Mufti of the Halacha of Eruv Mikvei Shvera Samei. In other words, when we say Eruv Mikvei Shvera Samei, if you have a Mikvei here, let's say 20 so here, and 20 so here. And then there is a geisha that is in the port Sera between the two midways. And then there is an geisha that is, so it's valid. But if you have water in the Kele and water in the mikveh, and there is a Shvarzalit connection, so it's not now. It's not now. And the reason is why the Rambam says, Hasira Atevo Shebayam. So he says, in Abim Kenikun Shvarzalit, where there is a naked Shvarzalit. So then the Shemikimu is spoken. The Shemikimu is spoken. So then there is you. Otherwise there is no you. So the Meir, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, the reason is why the Rambam says in Periktes, the reason is why the Rambam says in Periktes, Halochetes, the Rambam says, Mayon Shemin of Yetzi, Vinushokim Yisich HaShetes, Vahakim Yetzi HaShetes Vinishomi, Hal Kolamayim Shebishet, Shechutz Vipsurim. So he says Vinishom. So Reb Chaim assumes that Nishomi died. Because if it's not Nishomi, if, let's say, the mind come out from the mind, and there is a Shverasalit connection at the outlet of the mind, and then the water get into the shakers, and they rest in the shakers, so then, according to Reb Chaim's Pshat in the Rambam is saying that one can be taken living inside the shakers, because of your Mikvah Shverasalit, and the Rambam only is reference to the case where the sheik is it lechaz, that is with Abu Tumen. So the male is Abu Yossi Abu Tumen. And the Rambam Shiti is Abu Yossi Abu Tare is a requirement in Maya. So that means if Abu Yossi is Abu Tumen, if Dobor Amit Abu Tumen is used as the transmitter of the Maya, so the, of the Maya, so then the Maya is spoke up on the Maya. If it's Abu Yossi Abu Tumen. So what kind of a thing can they have in the mikve? If the din of Mayim is Boka, so Zeichwin in the Arvin, Zeichwin in the Chabur. So in the Mele, it's not considered Mechuta to the Mayim, because it is holy. But if it will be Beishbeire, not this holy, so then it will be considered Mechuta to the water in the Mayim, so in the Mele it will not be shown. And it will even be considered miure with the water in the mayon. So the mele, the tefillah, we say hashikas will be effective. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Rambam. But it's difficult to say that the Rambam has referenced that between shikas and kabutume. Pashas aloshi is that any shikas. Now, in regard to the kasha, why shouldn't there be a connection? On the basis of the connection to Shveras Alei water, so the Mayim B'Sech HaShekes should be considered Mechuba and Mehuba with the Mayim the Mayim, so Mele it will not be shown and the Tefillah should be effective even inside the Shekes. So the answer is the Rambam agrees in the Sheet of the Rosh that there is no Yeruv between, there is no Yeruv and Chibur between Mayim B'Sech HaKli and Mayim Shevisech HaMikveh, unless the Kile has a Negev Shveras Alei. So then the Chavoy Shem Kli Kibur is spoke up. Is spoke up from the Mayim. I'm sorry, from the Kile. But otherwise there couldn't be any Yeru and there couldn't be any Kibur. So the Mele the Rambam says, we is holding, so it's a rebusi, even though it's this whole. Because last time we discussed the three shittes of Hashemim in the second half of Mishnah Aleph, Perikei Mishnah Aleph, Hevira Yal Gabi Brecho, Vivsike, Hareyu Kimitve, Choza Vimshiche, Is Posul Mizogim Vimzoroyim. So, Ulikadish Memechados, Achi Yeida, Chi Yitzor Shiozor Hashemim. So, we mentioned the three shittes. The shittes of the Rash, in the Rosh. The Shita of the Rash in the Rosh and the Marik is the Shita of the Rash in the Rosh and the Marik is that the Mishnah has reference to a Brechom Leah. So where is the Dimayon Poka if it is Nifsak
avec Mikve, Getson, où il fait ses virées, il y a un gars qui brille, ma chérie qui lui fait ses virées, il y a un gars qui brille, il connaît, ce livre est dans le snipsac, et comme le rache de Roche et Marie, so it's still as in your bio. And the Raya that Marik mentions is of Galshen Islam. The Shite of Teisves in Chirat Dachun Hei. And the Shite of the Raya that Bala Nefesh is that the Mishnah has reference into it. Prechorikonis. And even in the case of a Prechorikonis. So suppose you channel, you manipulate that water from the Mayon should be channeled and flow into the brech, into the brech holikonis. So the moment the connection is severed between the mayon and the brech, so then it ceases to have a din of mayon, and it has only a din of mikveh. Now, the raya that the Marik mentions is from the Mishnah in place of Galshen Mislash. So we see that even when the Mayan is completely detached from the Mayan, so it also has a new Mayan, and it's retired to Zichwin. So that was the Raya of the Marik. In the case where you manipulate the water from the Mayan, should fill up an empty pool, even though the connection between the Mayan and the pool was severed, it still continues to have a violent and to be and to have a violent to the entire the whole shoe. To hide the whole shoe. So that was the Raya. But according to the what will the Raya and the Tesis say? So the Shach says in Simon Beishalem, see from it, the Shach says there is a distinction, there is a basic difference between the case of Galshen Mislash and the case of Epirel Gabi Prechoviv Sike, even though it's a Prechoviv comes. Because when a wave breaks, so then, even after the wave broke, so it still retains the characteristics of the Maya, the swiftness. Even after the wave breaks and becomes detached from the arm, so it still retains all the characteristics of the Mayan. Masha'inke indicates, so that's why even Galshen Mislash has a din of Mayan and can be Mitaya Bezeichu. Masha'inke indicates of Epirel Gabi Brecho. If he severs the connection, so then he doesn't retain its weakness the moment the connection is severed. It's not like a wave that breaks. When a wave breaks, so the water still retains the swiftness and all the characteristics of the Mayon. So it has a din of Mayon. But when you channel, you divert the water from the Mayon so that it should flow into a pool, an empty pool, and then you sever the connection, so that puts an end to all the characteristics of the Mayon. Some male in such a case, it's Arayu Kemikre. This is what the Shach says in Simon Reish Aleph Sifal. Now, so we have Rishites in the second half of the Mishnah. So the Shite of the Rash and the Rosh and the Barik is the Mishnah that says, and you will have the Brechom Yusikai and give the reference only to the Brechom Leo. But the Brechom is only seen if it's in Sikai, it still has a din of Mayim. That's the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh, the Barik. The Shita of the Isfes and Chir Dachun Hei. And the Raivet is that if the Brechom Yikonis, if it's in Sikai, so it doesn't have a din of Mayim. What is the Shita of Rambam? So Rabbi Yosef says, that the Rambam in the Perush HaMishneh appears to apply the Mishneh to the case of the Brechov Ikonis. But the Rambam spells it out explicitly that it has reference to a Brechov Leo, because the Rambam says, in the Brechov Leo, Shimai. What do you mean, Shimai? That is male, the Greco male. But the Shita Sarambam is different than the Shita of the Rashi, the Rosh and Marid. Because according to the Rashi, the Rosh and the Marid, according to the Rashi and the Rosh and the Marid, so even if it's a Greco male, so it's only we have the of mikveh. If the connection of the knise of the brecho is severed. But suppose the connection of the knise of the brecho and the entrance of the brecho is not severed, but at the exit is severed. It doesn't come out, it stays in the brecho. So then according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Marik, so to have the of Marik. Let's say he diverted the water from the Mayon, it should come into the Brecho. But he severed the connection outside the Brecho. Here it stops. It doesn't flow out of the Brecho. So according to the Rosh and the Rash and the Marik, as long as the connection at the entrance of the Brecho is not severed, so the Brecho continues to everything of Mayon. Even though at the Yitzhiya of the Brecho it's separate. According to the Rambam, when can it have a being of Mayon? Only if both connections are intact. In other words, if the connection at the entrance of the Brecho is not separate, is intact. And then at the exit of the Brecho, it's also intact. In other words, it enters into the Brecho and then it flows out from the Brecho. So then it has a din of Mayon. But suppose the connection at the exit of the Brecho is severed, even though the connection at the entrance of the Brecho is not severed, so then it ceases to have a din of Mayon. So Meile, I think that when the Rambam says, in the Halacha case, Mayon shemim of Yitzin in Yimshochemis in Hashikis, Vahakim Yitzin in Hashikis, V'nishomu, הרי כל המים שבשקס ושחוץ לא יצורים, so it's a rebuse, even in the case of Nishol. Because in the case where it's not Nishol, so then it would mean that ordinarily, let's say, even if it had been a brecho instead of a shekes, so then it would cease to have been a mayim. It would cease to have been a mayim, because it's not, it's holding outside. So as long as there is a hefsek, whether there is a hefsek at the entrance of the brecho, or a hefsek at the exit of the brecho, so the din mayon is poker. Why? Because when can it have a din of mayon when there is no interruption in the continuity of the mayon? But if there is an interruption in the continuity of the Mayon, so then the din of Mayon is fucked. So the Rambam means this, not needless to mention, in the case where it's not disowning, so there is an interruption in the continuity of the Mayon. So of course there couldn't be any chibur and diru between Mayon and Nekele in the Shekes and the Mayon and the Mayon and the Mayon. Because there is an interruption in the continuity of the Mayon. Suppose instead of a Shekes we had a Brecho, and it would not be Nishol. So then it wouldn't be Mafkia the Chibur altogether, but it would be Mafkia the Din of Mayon. In other words, when can there be continuity? And it's considered to have the din of Mayon only when the Mayim are Nishol. But if the Mayim enter into the Brecho and then they remain in the Brecho, they don't go out, they are not Nishol outside of the Brecho, so then the din Mayim is gone. So the Meire, the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh, that if that there couldn't be any Chibur and Yiru between Mayim contained in the Kele, and Mayim contained in the Mayim, or in the Mikveh. There couldn't be any Chibur and Yiru. So the Rambam says, needless to mention, in the case where the water from the Maya comes into, enters the Sheikes, and then it stays in the Sheikes, it stays how. So of course there couldn't be any Chibur and Hirur with the Maya and the Maya, because there is a break in the continuity of the Maya. Because, so if it's not Nischal outside the Sheikes, so even if we, instead of a Sheikes, instead of a Kele, we had the Brech of the Karka, so it, the Din Mayon would be Boka from the water of the Brech, as if it's not Nischal outside the Brech. So Lachas Kamo Bechamo, it enters into a Kele, and it remains in the Kele. So of course, there couldn't be any Chibur and Yeruv with the water of the Mayon. But even in the case where the water enters into the Sheikes, into the Kelim, and then it's Nischol outside, so there is no break in the continuity of the Mayim that enters into the Sheikes and the Mayim, the Mayim, because there is no break either between Sosei of the Sheikes or between Sosei. So, in such a case, one could argue, in view of the fact that there is no break in the continuity of the flowing water from the Mayon, so, Mimele, even though the water enters into the Kele, but without a break, so Mimele, it should be considered Mechuber and Mure with the water in the Mayon, because after all, there is no break in the continuity of flow of the water of the Mayon. It just passes through the Sheikes and then it passes out of the Sheikes. So Mimele, one could argue with good logic that in such a case it should be considered Mechuber to the Mayon. So Kamashmalon, that even though there is no break in the continuity of the Mayon, it just passes through the Sheikes and goes out of the Sheikes without any break. So, since it passes through a Kele, so that in itself constitutes a break and in the Chibur, and it's not considered to be Mechuber, to be Meimayon, even though in Tzias there is no interruption in the continuity of flow. But Al Pidi, the moment it passes through a Kele, that has a Shem Kele, so that in itself constitutes a break in the Chibur, and it's not considered to be Mechuber to the Mayon, so the Mayon it becomes Shom. All right, one second, please. Now, we leave it here, because last week, I was in Onus, so too sure in my miss. So in 5 minutes, I want to start an Arushia.
Kaf Cheshvan, November 17th, 1981, Bria.
I asked you to go over in the Besiose, the whole discussion, his machlokes, his correspondence with Rabbi Zekaisky, so about the Pshat and the Raja. You should hear the issue of the two, it's very important. The Bishyose, the Sina Rijal, Daf Kuf from the Dalit, and the first column, the Vidashikos Karajko, the first column, Kuf from the Dalit, the first column. So I just want to mention the various sheets. Now, in connection with the Mishneh of Mayu Shehir al Dabashenkes, first. Hebira al-Gabisopo Kosha, Chutzolo, Shamayim Itaya B'Chosha. So all the shame is the cash, all the shame in the rush. The yes, the cash, it should be mutter to be table inside the shame school, because it would be crazy shivarasane. So the rush says that in the shame, instead of being installed into the cash, would be tosh. You take an ordinary cattle and you set it up near the mile, and then there would be water. You set it up in such a way that there is always water, at least of Shifrana Saleh, flowing from the mile through the kettle, and then it goes out of the kettle. So then you could be paid very well inside the kettle. Inside the kettle. But here it's more common, just because the shaykes is not an ordinary kettle, tolush, but it's installed. Now, when you set up, let's say, tolush, immovable kettle, kele, so then you can always adjust it. So, let's say, if you put the kele at the place where the outlet of the mayon is less than Shvarasane, so you put it way a little farther, and there you have a Shvarasane connection. So there is no Xera, there is no Shoshi, maybe he'll be tailored in a case where there is no Shvarasane connection. Mashenken, if you install it, and sometimes, you know, in the same outlet, sometimes there is more water, sometimes there is less water. So Mele, the Chachomim or Gezia, that where you install the Kele, so and even though we know, we observe, that there is a Shvegasani connection between the outlet of the Mayor and the Sheikes, but sometimes there is no Shvegasani connection. So then the water that enters into the Sheikes, is shown. So the Chachomim or Misaki, because of that Gzeire, that in any situation, even if we see that there is a Shvarasani connection, it should also be shown. So it's exactly the problem. But if you set up a Toshik Kele, a good Tosh near the Mayor, then you can retain the inside. You can retain the inside the Sheikh's home. There's the Rashi. The Rosh mentions, all the Sheikh mentioned the Rashi. And the Rosh mentions the Rash talents, and he says, we need Chakharve, we talents, we should need a trick. So what does the Rosh say? We need the Rikosh Eklau, the Chiven, the Kli, Mapsi, bin Brech of Rimayon, lo Yimitche Mechubo, ve lo Yidom El Rimayon, Shekis Lissich Rimayon Chum, di Shemayon Lubotmanei, Abba Pi, שריבו עמוד מים שורים, מי ידע במילים, וזו שאיניב סוף נסליח על עושים מים שורים. So, ומה שכוס עד אפילו בכלי עצמי מדברי, לא ידומה, דהוסם הכלי הפנימי הוא נדבר בשיחה מקווה עצמי, כיבי לפי החיצים כי ישבר הסנאים, אבל כלי המחובר למיון, או למיק ושאיב במסו, אין עד בשיחה. דיו מאוסה להדו בכלי שיש במנסו, בלוי, Beloichim. So in other words, the Rash mentions the Mishnah in Perikvob of Mikvoyes. Actually, the Rash mentions two Mishnahs in Perikvob. One Mishnah in Perikvob is Perikvob Mishnah Beis. Grishu Moleke V'Bilon Harim Tere V'Moitobal Enamay Merobim Achim Merobim Kishver Sarei. So the Gemara is Vigit Avchor explains that Mishnah, there are two situations. Let's say, suppose you have a number of small kele, or mini kele, machtin, tineris, 20 of them, 100 of them, you want to be taken. It would be a great hardship to be taken each needle separate. A great hardship. So what do? You take the 100 needles that became Tomei, and you dump them all into one bottle, into one cave. and then we dump the Keila into the Keila, the Kriya Chitzeni, you dump into the Mikveh, and then all the needles also become Torah. So there are two situations. One situation is if the battle itself became Torah. So you have to retable the battle. You have to realize the Kriya and the battle. And you have to realize the Kriya and the 100 needles. So then, even if the mouth of the bat is less expensive, is very narrow, sometimes very battle. That is a very narrow opening, a very narrow mouth, less than expensive. So if the battle itself requires delay, so then you can dump all the needles into that battle and then retable the battle. And the tefillah is there. Why? Because then it's considered, you know, suppose sometimes, there are all kinds of explanations, but it can be simplified by mentioning an example. Sometimes you have certain killing, like a grinder, so you have inside the killer, you have a certain piece that is attached to the outside part of the killer. Now, suppose the mouth of that cave, is very narrow. So still, if you dump that bottle, like a grinder that has an inside part that is attached to the bottle itself, so then if you dump it, so the tefillah is there for the whole cave. So in other words, if the battle became tummy, and then you dump 100 needles in the kingdom, and you dump in the battle, so it's like one kele. So even though the mouth of the kele is very narrow, so truly is it. That's one situation. So this is the first step of the mission in Pirate Rock. Turn to the Pirate Rock mission base. Grisha Molke, the fluent. Harim Tehu, what will be drawn? And you will stay there. The degree also, the degree itself required Kikvilon. And a number of small Kelim that he put in the degree. So Harim Tehu, even though the mouth is very narrow, less is that as I mean. So then it's like one Kelim. It's like one Kelim. We will talk about. In other words, suppose the glee itself is not contaminated. It doesn't require anything. So you only use the glee as a convenient, for its convenience, in order to be able to put all the smoke in the glee. So only the mouth of the glee, or the bat, is kivarasadi. But if the mouth of the glee is less than Arasame, then we cannot retain. So, but if the mouth of the Dui is Arasame, then the Tefillah is there by dumping the Dui into the Mikveh, even though the Dui itself is story of doesn't require any Tefillah. So remember, so he says, so the Rosh says here, Vinirali, Guri Koshekwa, the chiv nikvim avtzik em reich lemayim, nikvim bubor gudom lemayim shuvim, tzik mayim shuvim, dishe mayim ribot mnei, ava pi she kipo olof mayim shuvim, mir dad ha mikvim she ikvim em so, she nipsa, ava nos nisei yakoy olof so, yi mayim shuvim, uma she kosad afilu bichuyatz, nimad bilin, that's the mishne per, what mishne beis, leidome, the rosso mak liyat niviu, nikvim se hamikvatz, kim nipi achitzik, ishver asanei, אבל קריאה מחובר למיון, או אם מקרה שיש בממסו, אין להב לו מסי יחד. דיר מאוס על להב לו בשביל שיש בממסו ולא יחיד. So over there, because he stayed on the קריאה חיצאי. So, and since there is, and since there is an mouth, an opening of Shveres Anei, so then it means that the Tefillah was there, and of course, if he stayed there, the Kriya Chitzeini, that means that the water of the Mikveh is makif overflows the whole Jaya, the whole Greek. So Melee, so that's why Tfilah is there. What does it mean? Actually here it means that if you put Machlis in Eretz, in the Greek, even though the Greek itself doesn't require any Tfilah, and if the Mei Ayam or the Mei Amikhe over Artsof al Pien, so then there is Mamashim. It's not Ithinium. It's Mamashim. Mashinke, well, it's not Tsofo al Piro. So then we have to resort to Ithinium. There is no Alochen, there is no Ithinium if it came is Mamashim. Unless the water of the Mikveh is so far gathered out for our peel. So then there is actually, it's actually, but if it's not so far peel, so then there is no aloha of peel in which the Shveras are eight out of the cave. Because the cave is much. This is what he says. The shame. Yeah. So, but if it's not so far beyond, so then in the Rabbanon, Kira is a mafsik and is moved care of you. But if it's so far beyond, then there is actually you. So then Kira is not a mafsik. But when it's not so far beyond, so then there is no actual you, but a din of you. So there is no din of you in the Rabbanon. Out the jail. Then he has the other mission. Then he has from the other mission of Asidua Hateiva Shebayam, a Magbirin Bayam, Elohim Kenuni Kubim Kishifera Sadei.